John Hockenberry here with Catherine Lamper. Sit down, young folks, and listen to a tale. Once upon a time, Michael Vick was the most talented man in the National Football League.
Welcome to the Michael Vick Experience. Hey,
enjoy the ride.
Enjoy the ride. Nike did for a while when they endorsed Michael Vick, but then Michael Vick got into some serious trouble. For dogfighting offenses, he was locked up for 19 months, and he was released from Leavenworth, Kansas yesterday. He's going to spend the next 2 months under house arrest in Virginia, and he'll be working in construction for $10 an hour as part of his probation, and there's more. But Michael Vick's rehabilitation is not simply something that took place in prison. It's something that will be slowly unfolding over the next several months as we figure out where Michael Vick will go and what the NFL might do with him. Joining us to talk about all of this is Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, sports blogger and our takeaway contributor. Ibrahim, thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
I know you have lots to say on this subject. We also have two fans from the Atlanta Falcons. Of course, Vick was an Atlanta Falcon before he got into trouble, lost his endorsements, and lost the faith of the NFL. Is it retrievable? We'll find out in a moment. Richard Palmer, good morning from Atlanta.
Good morning.
And Larry Jamison, also from Atlanta. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Larry, Michael Vick is headed back maybe to the playing field. We shall see. What do you think about that, Larry?
I figured that he'd probably get a chance. I'm glad to hear from Arthur Blank it won't be with us.
Us meaning the Atlanta Falcons.
That's correct.
Richard Palmer, now, was Michael Vick's difficulties a real heartbreaker for Atlanta Falcons fans who are really looking for Vick to take them all the way to the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we're still yet to achieve a back-to-back winning season here in Atlanta. And, yeah, everybody thought he was the one that could take us there. Very talented athlete and, I think, talented quarterback.
Talent on the football field, in life, maybe a little bit dubious. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Michael Vick totally blew it in both getting involved in this dogfighting ring, the way he handled it. I mean, from the moment it was clear that he was going to get convicted, he became all apologetic. You know, I believe he found the Lord in all of this, of course. What is the trajectory back to the playing field for Michael Vick, Ibrahim?
The question here is, can you forgive a felon with a fantastic arm? And the key thing here is that he's a felon. And it asks a larger question in our society, is that what do we do? How do we accept people back into society once they've done something wrong? Can they avoid double indemnity?
Well, back in society is not a question. Michael Vick can be anywhere he wants to be. The question is, does he get a multi-million dollar contract and become this huge story that the NFL is going to basically be trumpeting as he comes back to the field to all kinds of media attention?
I think if you if a doctor gets arrested and is with a felony, a lawyer, they don't get to come back and take those positions that they previously had before. So I think if you take that example, there's an argument that says that Michael Vick should not be let back into the NFL. However, he's an exceptional athlete. He's a third all-time in rushing for quarterbacks. Someone's going to take him back. It may not be the NFL. It might be the UFL, which is a new league starting
right,
up.
Right. So, Richard, the birds in the background there in your backyard seem to be pro-Vick.
It's not a question of if, it's a question of who will pick him up. He'll definitely get a chance. I think everybody will agree with that. And as far as, you know, getting back into society, I like my football players to play football. I'm not looking for them to be role models or operate on me or, defend me in court. So, you know, your doctor, lawyer example, I don't think really holds weight.
All right, Larry Jamison, what's your argument there? I mean, I think Michael Vick is a role model at this point. There's no way around that, good or bad.
Well, whether or not he's a role model, we're very blessed down here in Atlanta to have a good character guy in Matt Ryan. And while Richard may not think that a quarterback needs to be a role model, you just look around at the jerseys that are worn by fans of these teams and I think they are held to a higher standard.
I mean, there's also a question, and Ibrahim, let me get your question on that, and I want your reaction, Richard. I mean, a lot of kids, football fans, have dogs. It seems to me the chance that a kid, if they like Michael Vick, would act out this kind of felony in their own way, in their own neighborhood, with their own pets, is highly likely here. It's a little bit different than your normal felon, it seems to me, Ibrahim.
I think, and I was, I'll push back on Richard. I think I actually think that I'm pro Vic, and I think I think him as a role model and his ability to be a role model for young black males that are actually engaged in this activity
right.
is even more strengthened by the fact that he's been to jail and he's come back and he's asking for forgiveness and he's saying, listen, I've gone through this process. Roger Goodell has said he wants to see true remorse. Well, what does true remorse look like? And so I think that he has an opportunity. I mean, he could become a vegan, and maybe that is what true remorse looks like. But I think he does have an opportunity right now to actually make a bigger impact on stopping dogfighting than he would have before.
All right, Larry and Richard, before we go, is there a certain sector of people in the United States, if Vic comes back, who are just going to be disgusted by the whole thing and give up on the NFL altogether? Larry?
I don't know about giving up on the NFL because the NFL is pretty powerful, but there are certainly people that will feel great disappointment to see him back on a field.
Richard Palmer?
No, people aren't going to give up on the NFL, but yeah, people will be disgusted. But, you know, I mean, you need to make a difference between dogfighting and, say, an athlete or anybody else who, for example, beats their wife or kills somebody in a drunk driving accident and basically nothing happened to them. They're playing on Sunday. They're going to work on Monday.
All right. There may be some dog owners that are heartbroken to hear you say that, Richard, but I hear your point. Ibrahim, take us out. Give us the last word here. The NFL is going to take the hit and just go for it?
I think if I'm a GM right now and I know that the business model of the NFL is really strong, I think I would bring Michael Vick back as a running back. No more a quarterback. He's the third best rushing quarterback of all time. I'd bring him back as a running back.
All right, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Why can't I say that this morning? Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, sports blogger, takeaway contributor. Thanks so much. And to our listener fans, Richard Palmer and Larry Jamison in Atlanta.